From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump told an audience of law enforcement officials his January 27 executive order restricting entry of people from seven countries is clear and lawful, and warned the nation's security could be at risk.
It was done for the security of our nation, the security of our citizens, so that people come in who aren't going to do us harm. And that's why it was done. And it couldn't have been written any more precisely. It's not like, oh, gee, we wish it were written better. Was written beautifully.
Mr. Trump took aim at the federal courts, which for now have halted that order's implementation.
When you read something so perfectly written and so clear to anybody, and then you have lawyers and I watched last night in amazement, and I heard things that I couldn't believe. Things that really had nothing to do with what I just read. And I don't ever want to call a court biased, so I won't call it biased. And we haven't had a decision yet. But courts seem to be so political.
A federal appeals court said it will likely rule this week whether a federal judge had the legal ground to suspend the ban. It's also grappling with the extent of the president's authority, whether the order violates the Constitution's prohibition against favoring one religion over another. The case could end up before the Supreme Court. Somali lawmakers elected a new president Wednesday, choosing former Prime Minister Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, a dual U.S. Somali citizen. Electoral Commission Chairman Abdirahman Bale called it a happy day, heralding a new state and history, called for unity behind the country's new leader. Mohamed declared the winner after two rounds of voting by the Somali parliament under tight security at the city's airport. He pledged to improve security against the Al-Shabaab insurgency, fight corruption, and assist the poor. This is VOA News. The top U.S. commander in Iraq said he believes U.S.-backed forces will be able to wrest control of Islamic State's last urban strongholds, Raqqa in Syria and Mosul in Iraq.
We take away their two capitals, their Iraqi capital of Mosul and their Syrian capital of Raqqa, they're not going to really be able to claim that they have a physical caliphate anymore.
Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend cautioning that doesn't mean the defeat of the Islamic State. He said they'll still be around and change their nature. The U.S. Defense Department has been directed by President Trump to come up with a plan to accelerate the campaign against the IS group. Meanwhile, the Pentagon said two airstrikes it carried out killed 11 al-Qaeda operatives near the northwest Syrian city Idlib this month, including one with ties to deceased militant mastermind Osama bin Laden. Turkey Wednesday claimed that Syrian rebels it backs captured the outskirts of the IS-held town of El Bab in northern Syria. Meanwhile, airplanes, likely Syrian or Russian, bombed rebel-held parts of the city of Homs in the country's west, killing at least eight people. The UN Wednesday appealed for more than $2 billion in relief aid for Yemen. It warned that 11 million people are under the threat of famine and war. Stephen O'Brien heads the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
Humanitarian access in Yemen is severely limited due to fighting and bureaucratic impediments. To the parties to the conflict, I remind them that granting rapid and unimpeded humanitarian access is a key obligation under international humanitarian law.
He spoke during a donors' conference in Geneva, focused on the desperate need for food and shelter for millions in the impoverished nation caught in the midst of a two-year conflict. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has accused the Kremlin of trying to prevent him from taking part in next year's presidential election after he was handed a five-year suspended sentence following an embezzlement conviction. Pointing out the wording of the Russian Constitution, Navalny said all those not in prison have a right to take part in the election. He said for now he's not in prison. Navalny maintains his innocence, said he would appeal the sentence and would still run for president against Vladimir Putin, who has not indicated whether he seeks another term. The Russian embassy in Nigeria said seven Russians and a Ukrainian were kidnapped by armed pirates from a cargo ship in Nigerian waters. It didn't indicate when that occurred, but Nigerian authorities have been asked for assistance in locating the sailors of the BBC Caribbean, a Dutch-owned ship. In Central African Republic, a militia leader and pastor were among at least five people killed in violence in the capital's flashpoint PK5 neighborhood. More than two dozen were wounded following a joint military operation by UN peacekeepers and local troops to question a militia leader, Yusuf Malinga, known as Big Man, when his gunmen opened fire on security forces. On Wall Street, the NASDAQ Composite Index eked out another record close Wednesday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.